Riggy, hard to say anything positive about that. Probably our poorest defensive performance of the season. What did you make of it?
Yeah, it weren't great, was it? Not the first 45 minutes. Yeah, it's uncharacteristic, but I actually thought the rest of the game had a bit of everything, Nigel. A bit of excitement. You know, it weren't a great performance. In actual fact, the first half was awful, but yeah, you know, the game had goals. It had excitement. It had a couple of sendings off. 22-man brawl, which is, you know, unprofessional and unwarranted and unnecessary, but you know, the game as a whole was quite an entertaining fixture. Just unfortunately that we were out the game by half time and
weren't the races early on, were we?
No, we didn't play very well, you know, and unfortunately we on our pitch, we know how to play on our pitch, and they played very, very well on it in the first half. They got us turned, they used the wind well, they played in the right areas. I thought the number six was outstanding. You know, in actual fact, I think that played a part in us doing right in the second half once he went off, because he was a very good player. And you know, even though we was really poor, if we'd gone in at half-time 1-0 with the wind, we might have had a chance. But then to concede two quick goals just before half-time was a killer, and then it killed the game. And you know, fair play to Chalfont. I think they're a decent side. They've got some very good players. And, you know, we scored the two goals and we made a little bit of a contest of it at the end. But you know, I think them taking off their 7 and their 10 and their out balls in the second half contributed to them getting a little bit deeper and us getting a little bit higher up the pitch. But, no, it's just disappointing. You know, I'm not going to sit here and overreact and get too down on it, because I don't think there's any need for it. You know, we didn't play well in the first 45 minutes, and if you don't play well in our league, especially against teams like Chalfont and Peter, you're going to get beaten. And that was exactly how the game went. So, it's the important thing now is that we regroup and we go again Monday.
Looking for the correct reaction on Monday, mate.
Yeah, look, results, 6 games left. I read an article that the Chalfont manager wrote in the newspaper. He said you just can't predict any results in this league. You know, it's so tough. It's everyone's beating everyone. Even today, Egham getting beat again. Northwood and Diamonds drawing. Aylesbury getting beaten. So, you know, although we've lost ground on Chalfont, who I think are a very good side, and there's a long way to go. The 6 games, anything can happen. You know, I don't know the Kings Langley the result, but
I think they drew as well.
They drew, so it's, you know, it is what it is. It's we to be in this position with 6 games to go. I would have snatched your hand off at the beginning of the season. We've made great progress. Yes, we didn't play well today. We have to make improvements. We have to be a little bit better than we were in the first half. But at least the lads showed a little bit of heart and a little bit of passion and desire in the second half to try and have a go. And, you know, hopefully we can take that second half performance into Bedford on Monday. And, you know, it's another three points up for grabs. And hopefully we can go there and get a positive result.
Yep. Thank you very much.
Cheers, Nigel.
Cheers, mate.